district play continues for the Commerce Tigers, who take on the Sunnyvale Raiders on the road this week. Hello there, I'm Matt Minky with a check of the highlights from the game. Commerce received the ball to start off this matchup, and it was less than a minute and a half into this game when the Tigers drew first blood.
Sam Wells, the junior quarterback, takes the snap, pumping into the end zone. He's got DeLance Sharp. Touchdown, Tigers! DeLance Sharp about two steps behind the nearest defender. Hit him in stride, 5 yards deep in the end zone, and Commerce breaks out on top.
The extra point made it Commerce 7, Sunnyvale 0, with 10:23 left in the opening quarter. Then the Raiders, on their first possession, found themselves the victims of a raid on their own football.
17 yards on the game. Play action pass now. First down. Intercepted for Commerce. This is Demetri Jennings taking it back the other way. And he is tackled inside the 10-yard line. Big play for the Tiger defense. It's Demetri Jennings that comes up with the big play.
And it was only a few short plays later when the Tigers delivered yet another blow.
Running back to either side is Sam Wells in the spread. Hand off Robert Jackson. Jackson takes a step to his left, cuts it back at the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers.
They just hand that one off to Jackson. He had Brand Kelly and Robert Jackson on either side. Just a simple snap back to the shotgun. He hands it off to Jackson, lowers his shoulder, and crosses the goal line as Commerce goes up two scores early in this one.
With the point after, it was Commerce 14, Sunnyvale 0 early in the first quarter. Later at the close of the opening quarter, the Raiders seized an opportunity to rob Commerce of the ball for a change.
Now the screen pass to Darian Hubbard. There's a loose ball on the field, and Sunnyvale recovers. Devin DeLeon comes up with the fumble recovery for Sunnyvale.
The resulting Sunnyvale drive went into the second quarter when the Raiders were forced to punt.
This one very low, and it is blocked. The kick is blocked, and the Tigers going to have the football in Sunnyvale territory. Now Brand Jackson picks it up for Commerce and returns it to the 15-yard line.
The Tigers were unable to notch any points on the board after that steal, however. Then, with 6.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter, Commerce continued to exert their dominance over the Raiders in the opening half.
Fourth down and three from the Sunnyvale 29-yard line. Wells back to pass, in trouble, and now scrambles away from the rush. Now passing and complete at the 15-yard line. Down the sideline, it's a touchdown for the Commerce Tigers to Kalen Smith. Wow, what a play by Sam Wells.
That point after attempt was shut down by Sunnyvale, so it was Commerce 20, Sunnyvale 0. Boy, it just seemed like when Sunnyvale got the pigskin, Commerce just helped themselves and stole it right back.
Ryan Cottingame sets up the screen pass, and it is complete. And down the center of the field it goes. Big gain for Sunnyvale. There's a loose ball at the 41-yard line. Tigers may have recovered. Mason Radea on the reception, and the Tigers come up with the football. It was a big gain for Sunnyvale. And J.J. Prothrow, however, comes up with the fumble recovery for Commerce.
No Tigers points resulted, though. Later, with under 3 minutes until halftime, the Raiders maneuvered into a scoring position deep in Commerce territory. On a fourth down situation, Sunnyvale crushed under the pressure, though.
Here's a arcing pass down the far sideline, and it is picked off by Buck Wilson for the Tigers at about the 5-yard line. Wilson down the sideline. Look out, he's dangerous out across the 40. Spun around and dropped at about the 43-yard line as Cottingame threw a high arcing deep pass down the left side, and Buck Wilson, playing free safety, went back there and picked it off of the Tigers and returns it from the 5-yard line out to the 44-yard line.
That left minimal time on the clock before the end of the second quarter, and the Tigers were not able to add to their lead. At the half, Commerce 20, Sunnyvale 0. After the break, the Raiders received the ball to start the second half. They were able to make a few plays before the Tigers were back to their ball-stealing shenanigans.
Raiders from the spread. Cottingame again feeling the pressure, giving ground, passing downfield, and it's picked off by Buck Wilson. Steps out of bounds at the 48-yard line on the Commerce side of the field. That's his fifth interception of the season and his second of the night.
Seems the turnovers are all the rage this fall as Sunnyvale turned around and gave Commerce a taste of their own medicine.
High snap. Wells brings it down. Loose ball on the turf, and it looks like Sunnyvale has recovered.
A short drive later, the Raiders ran into a Commerce Tiger blockade at the Tiger 7-yard line, and Sunnyvale had to settle for a lesser prize.
Now here will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. This is by Casey Crenshaw, and this kick is going to be good with plenty to spare.
That finally put the Raiders on the board, though. Commerce 20, Sunnyvale 3. Later, in the opening moments of the fourth quarter, the Tigers culminated a drive to the Sunnyvale goal line with this score.
Second down and goal from the 2-yard line. And a snap to Sam Wells, the handoff to Brand Kelly, working his way, using his blockers. He's across the goal line for the touchdown.
And Brand Kelly just getting some blocking, working his way through the line. Touchdown for the Commerce Tigers.
A two-point conversion was good. That made the score Commerce 28, Sunnyvale 3. There were 10.5 minutes left in the game when the Raiders finally broke through the Commerce defense for a touchdown.
The sixth play of the drive. Man in motion is Quinn from left to right. Cottingham rolling out, finds his man. Wide open, that's Josh Quinn. 5 yards deep in the end zone, touchdown Raiders.
With the point after, it was Commerce 28, Sunnyvale 10. Then on the ensuing kickoff return, the Raiders plundered the football back from Commerce.
And the return now by Buck Wilson takes it out the 14-yard line. Wilson dodges the tackler, going to his right, now cuts it back to his left, down the sideline on the far side, back to the center of the field, loses the ball. Loose ball on the field, and Sunnyvale recovers.
But then the Tigers showed their true stripes in return on the next few snaps.
And Cottingham in trouble and going to be sacked all the way back at the 48-yard line.
And then
now another sack, loose ball picked up by the Commerce Tigers.
Been turnover palooza, I tell ya. But a slew of penalties against Commerce forced them to punt back to the Raiders. That gave Sunnyvale one last chance to score, but they just could not quite get past the Commerce D. The Tigers got the ball back and let the remaining time evaporate. The final score, Commerce 28, Sunnyvale 10. That puts Commerce at 2-0 in district play this season. The Tigers' next competitor will be Pottsboro, who travel to Memorial Stadium for the Commerce Tigers' homecoming. We'll have that game on October 19th with 7:30 kickoff. The Big Friday Night Scoreboard program gets underway at about 6:30. Be sure to come on back and catch up on scores from all across the Northeast Texas region, plus live play-by-play of the Tigers versus Pottsboro. So we've recapped the game. Now I'd like to recap some of my favorite funny moments from tonight's broadcast in the Minky moments of the game.
I'm not a fan of their cannon. Thought it would be the cheeseburgers. I never thought it would be the cannon.
I'm about to sneeze, Kevin. Would you pick this up?
The mini cheerleaders are reporting to the North Gate. I don't know if you caught that.
Always a happy there's moment timing when that comes about.
I hear if you find them at the end of a rainbow, there's a pot of gold.
Kevin Jeffries in the lounge, ladies and gentlemen. All week, shows at 8 and 10 p.m. Well, I never did sneeze. I'm disappointed.
That's the worst. I hate those.
Thanks for listening to the highlights on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Matt Minkes.